further clarifications that maybe we incorporated there as well, just to take away some ambiguity that some of the federal agencies commented about as well. But, for example, we have had comments about the card authentication key. This is a key used in authentication, essentially used to verify the identity of a federal card holder. That one is used for contactless side, so it's the touch and go experience, and we made this authentication method mandatory based on comments that we received in the hope it can be used government-wide and interoperable.
And part of this is the evolution. I mean, 5 years ago, not much use of these cards. Now, much more experience, much more knowledge.
Right, exactly. And this is exactly one of the reasons why FIPS-1 has been revised. When HSPD 12 came out 5 years ago, I mean, we had about 6 months to come up with the standards. Now we have, as you say, Chris, more experience. We had time to look at technology advancements and incorporate them in the new draft as well.
So walk us through, because this is out for public comment right now. It's also, you're having a public public forum on it. Walk us through the steps from right now all the way through when this finally gets approved.
We have drafted FIPS-201-2, the draft, based on the comments we received, also based on a business requirement meeting that we had back in 2010. This was mainly to revalidate the comments that we received during the 5 years with the federal community to make sure they're still in line with their requirement, business requirement. So that was one thing, and the draft is out for public comment now. There's a 90-day public comment period, and it ends in June 6, I believe, where we invite federal government and industry, the stakeholders in general, to comment about the draft. And we also announced through the Federal Register now this a workshop. So the workshop is intended to introduce the draft FIPS-1-2 to talk about the new technology we have incorporated there. I have to say the standard-based technology naturally, and also the comments that we incorporated there as well. So we invite, did I say it's April 18th and 19th? It's a Monday and Tuesday.
So it's a two-day thing.
Yeah, a two-day thing, exactly. So we invite federal government, stakeholders, industry to attend this meeting, and there's also a webcast.
What are you looking for? What would help you in writing this? What are you hoping to hear from folks?
In general, so we have incorporated their comments. We want to know about the feature, the card authentication key or authentication method, for example. Want to hear about that, whether the general public or federal agencies are in accord with it, but that was based on comments. We've also incorporated other features like biometric on-card comparison that we'd like to have feedback on. We have also another feature called enrollment record feature.
Mm-hmm.
That helps you reconnect to the enrollment record of a cardholder by the issuer. So then a cardholder can biometrically authenticate to the record again. So then the issuer can reuse that record to reproduce a card for reissuance.
And it's important to note that for feds and even feds using this card, this isn't going to have an immediate impact on them, right?
Oh, no. So FIPS-201-2, the draft, and then once it gets finalized and it becomes the new standard, there are many special publications or supporting documents that need to be updated as well. So that needs to be done as well. And all the changes we're doing, we do under the motto of do no harm. So then there is no need to basically throw away cardstock or cards and reissue cards. It'll be a natural immigration.
So it's like your Blu-ray DVD player. All the old DVDs will still work on the, all the old cars will still work with the new standard.
Right.
Yeah.
Except it would have better resolution.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And better sound too. So you hope to have this final standard done by when?
The thought is after June 6th, we start, have meetings with the federal government and also with NIST to resolve the comments that we received. And this is hard to tell when that will be done. It all depends on how much comments we received altogether. But I would say probably, and this is just an estimate, by the end of mid to the end of 2012. There is also, besides the draft FIPS 201-2, there is a markup version of it as well listed. So then to make sure to look on that standard as well, because there's a markup of all the changes that we have made to the draft.